she brings to you intuitive wisdom and compassionate understanding to help you turn your energy into manifesting your greatest good. Her work is sought out by clients internationally. Here live from the Dr. Pat Network is your host of It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield.
Hi, and welcome to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie, your host. Benny, how was your weekend?
Very well, and it was very productive.
It was productive.
Yeah, still working on my garage carport transformation, and I've got half the siding up now.
Now, are you doing this work yourself?
I am.
Wow, good for you.
A lot of learning.
That's a learning curve, isn't it?
Yeah, and again, it's a lot of measuring twice, cut once, which can be the other way around. It'd be measuring once, cut twice.
You know,
which
I have bought and sold many homes over my life.
Uh-huh.
And I tell you, I passionately, passionately love doing that kind of work. There's when you get done, you sit back and go, wow, look what we did.
I've done that a little bit to certain rooms, and I still haven't gotten to that sit back and look at it and enjoy it, because I just move on to another project because I got to get stuff done. I'm in that work mode, that workforce mode, you know. Just
yeah, but you picked a good time of year to do it because you're already inside, right?
Yeah,
people
are
already nesting. This is usually when I find people really step into their creative selves because they have to look at everything inside. You know, in the spring and the summer, they can't wait to get outside.
Well, yeah, because it's just the time. You know, you want to experience life and enjoy it. Don't be stuck indoors. Be outside.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. See, and being Seattleites, we love it when the spring comes and we are ready to get outside.
So we don't get part of the whole seasonal affective disorder. Sad.
That's right.
We're not sad anymore.
No, we're gonna put on happy faces today. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And we have a little storm coming in.
Well,
so be
technically
prepared,
two
everybody.
Storms. We have like a north storm and a south storm colliding in Seattle.
Is that why it's so warm out there?
The last couple of days. Yes, that is a matter. You are correct. You are quite
is
the little
like,
weather
it's
girl.
It's like an El Nino or whatever.
It's kind of warm. It's
kind
of like the precursor of storms. When it happens around here, you have like a low and a high, and one overrides the other, and then there's that warm lull in between before like the storm hits, you know? So, you know, we're dealing with a lot of windy conditions today here in Seattle. But
yeah, because it's warm out there today, but it was freezing this weekend.
I know. Yeah. See, there
there's
you go.
Our weather update from It's a New Day.
Sponsored by...
Yeah. KKNW.
That's right.
This is Benny and Dawn.
Only the best. Only the best.
We are going to invite callers to call in today if you'd like to call in and share some thoughts. There's some things I'd like to share with you there's one thing I would really like to share that I'm really excited about, and I just got everything signed, sealed, and completed today, so I get to make a big announcement, and that is that It's a New Day is officially, at the end of this year, on January 4th, going to be moving to 4 days a week here on KKNW. Yay!
They're all waiting for you.
You get to listen to me every day, not just once a week. So we'll be on from 4 to 5, and we'll be letting you know more about that, but that's coming in January.
And congratulations.
So, yes, and you know, it wouldn't have been possible without the Dr. Pat Network, so it's all good.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, hey, I don't have the 1-800 number if you want to give people that number. Mm-hmm. And they're welcome to call in today. I want to see how people are feeling. We're going to be talking about taking things personally. I do have an announcement I am going to make. But I want, Benny, can you? I don't have the number.
I would love to give
that
out.
I'm not prepared.
I've got it upstairs here.
I know.
It's 1-800-930. You writing this down? Write this down. See, you're not even writing it down. Okay, now you're writing it out. 1-800-930. 2819.
2819.
That's your local and long distance number.
You'd
for the
think
mighty.
After a year, I'd have this number.
You know, it
in
happens. It happens. It's normal.
But
it's
I think cell phones have really like corrupted my brain. There.
Totally. I remember
I
when I was a kid.
I don't know anybody's phone number.
I remember when I was a kid, like six numbers I used to remember, like all my friends, Jesse and Nick and all these guys. And then now it's like just put it in your cell phone. Now I have like 100 that I just know names, but I have no recollection of any number, not even close.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, my number. It's blah blah blah. I'm like, yeah, you got me. I got nothing.
I think I'm going to have to start really paying attention to people's numbers and knowing. I don't even know my kids' number.
Like technology.
So if I lost my phone number, I would be like, and had to get a hold of them. I don't know what I would do. That's not good. I should at least know their phone numbers.
Thank goodness for Facebook. Just Facebook them.
Well, if I don't have a phone, what makes you think I'm going to have a computer?
Go to the library. Computers are all over the place. Go to the library.
So I want to talk about an announcement that just came in, actually, and I think this is really important. Mitch Batros, who was on my show back in September, he's from Earth Changes Media, and he just released an announcement. He received a call from Mayan elder of the Eagle Clan, Carlos Barrios, and they will be doing a live interview tomorrow, and it will be recorded and available for your listening on earthchangesmedia.com. Now, there is a message in this, and what Carlos briefly mentioned to Mitch in this brief conversation that they had actually made Mitch's hair on the back of his neck stand up. Yeah, it's pretty serious.
Wow.
His message was that it is important for you to know that it will tie together with what many of you have been pondering. So there's a lot of energy going on, and a lot of us are pondering what the heck is really truthfully going on. And what he can tell us is that it has to do with the Mayan prophecy of a new element. And some of you know this as the ninth element. Mitch also states that, and he wanted to make this perfectly clear, Carlos, along with all of the Mayan elders, this is really important, do not support the movie 2012. Yeah.
It was stopped billing this weekend. I'm not going to go see it.
They do not support it. And they and Mitch believe, and I kind of believe this too, that it will, and already has done, caused a false idea of what the Mayan culture and prophecies are really all about.
Huh.
And so what's happening is that he suggested they're going to be talking more on this, but the movie itself is creating some fear. And it's not, they're calling it like a Hollywood joyride. So please understand, we're enlightened. And I believe that people who listen to this show have a high understanding or a masterful understanding of your own emotional needs. And what's happening already is that people who have attended this, there's a great deal of fear that is being released from this movie. Anything spoken on the Mayan prophecies is not correct. It is not correct. This is coming out of Hollywood. And what they're concerned with is that it's causing severe depression within people and even suicidal idealistics. So it's got some concerns. And, you know, it's a movie. It's a movie, and it's sensationalized by Hollywood. That's their job, to create those. But when you walk out, leave the fear in the theater. Don't take it with you and, you know, spell drama around it. Because I think that there's kind of a plan that they want people to kind of spell drama around it. And I really felt strongly about that. And I'm going to try and have Mitch back on our show here in the next couple of weeks. I've put out an invitation for him because I would love for him to come on the air and share some of this. I think the timing and the release of this movie is rather interesting because we all are in a little bit of confusion. I mean, everybody can see right. that there's changes going on, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
So I say that heartfeltly that, you know, the Mayan prophecies and the elders do not support this movie. And it's not true. The information coming out of the movie is really just kind of superficially created for our fear enjoyment, to rise our fear factors within ourselves.
That's what we like. That's what we're into.
That's what we're into. Not me. I may have to just go see it just to see what the feeling behind it is. It's something I like to do.
Yeah.
You know, as an intuitive energy healer and messenger, I like to go and feel and witness things for my first time. So I've kind of put it on my to-do list to actually go and see it and see what it actually feels like.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the trailer,
sure.
I was like, ooh, this is like scary. But now I'm curious as to what happens to that family that's flying through it all, that's, you know, being destructive. What, are they the only ones going to be left? Anybody out there seen the movie yet? I'd love to hear.
Quite possible.
I'm like, tell me the ending. Everybody's like, no, don't tell me the ending.
Don't spill the beans.
Don't spill the beans. So that's, you know, this is coming, and you can go to earthchangesmedia.com. And what I just spoke to you about is right there on the front page of his website. And like I said, tomorrow he's going to be doing... Mitch Batros is actually the spokesperson for the Mayan elders, and he's doing a fine job of it, and he's going to be bringing us some more information that's coming out. And I think it's information that is going to help all of us to realize, okay, yeah, we are in for some changes, and you know what? It's okay. Changes aren't a bad thing. It's important to stay centered and stay true to yourself while we go through these changes. And that's going to roll me into something else that I want to talk about today is that how, you know, and I love this because I've got Don Miguel Ruiz's book with me. It's one of my favorite, The Four Agreements. And I've probably told hundreds of people to get this book. It actually sits next to my nightstand because I think that for a little book, it has incredible, powerful messages in there. And today I just wanted to talk about one particular chapter because of certain things that have happened in my life and also within sessions that I've had recently with people. Is I want to talk about one of the chapters in his book is Don't Take Things Personally. And I want to spend a little time talking about that today. And I think that's something we all need reminders of from time to time. But we are here to serve you as well. So if you have something going on in your life that you would like a little clarity on, maybe just a little insight that might help you just release and ground the energy, please give us a call. The number is 1-800. I wrote it down. 930-2819. We'll be right back after this break.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate No. 9. Chocolate No. 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. No. 9 contains no refined sugar. No. 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate No. 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Are you feeling a little lost? Powerless to overcome your challenges? Dawn Stansfield is a compassionate healer and intuitive messenger who focuses on your self-empowerment by examining current day circumstances, whether they are past, present, or future. She offers practical tools to help you overcome difficult situations and move forward in your life path. For a private consultation, contact Dawn today at 425-453-8180 or visit dawnsvision.com.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran, telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's a New Day, and I'm Dawn Marie, your host. And one of the things I was talking about before I went to break is that how we all need a reminder somehow not to take things too personally. And I love it because Don Miguel Ruiz, he actually, you know, when we take things personally, there are people out there who want us to take things personally, number one, and will actually bait us on this. He actually calls them the black magicians, and they reel you in and they fill you with one opinion, and then they'll keep you going and keep you tumbling on that one opinion. But he also states in there that, Even when someone gives us a compliment, we have a tendency to take it personally. And there's a lot of empathic souls out there wandering around that are wide open. And this is a very sensitive time. And as you grow in your own spiritual understanding of yourself, and as you get to know yourself on a deeper, more personal, intimate level, your sensitivities are going to become heightened. And we don't want you to shut those down, but there's also ways to learn to work around this. I'm going to share with you, recently I had an experience of a young client who was brought to me by her mother. And I've seen this quite a bit lately. And this young client was 12 years old. And when she came in, she hid behind her hair and she had fear and anger, not towards me, just towards life in general. But she loved life at the same time, and I could see it. She had a twinkle in her eyes. But she was doing something harmful to herself. And her mother wanted me to talk to her. And she is going to seek more counseling. But I was able to help her understand why she was doing it, where no one else could articulate what she was doing. And what she was doing is she was cutting herself. And it isn't that she wanted to die, and it isn't that she hated herself. That's not why she was doing it. She was doing it because she was feeling everybody's pain around her. Now, this is a young, 12-year-old who's highly wise, spoke to me in terms of the people around me are completely unconscious. This is literally out of her mouth. I absolutely spoke with this young girl in the most wisest of fashions, more than I do with some adults. And I helped her to understand how to release what she was taking on so that she didn't have to feel the sensation to get back into her own self. She didn't know how to release other people's poisons, other people's pains, their sorrows. So here's this young, beautiful, innocent soul still at 12 years of age, and she's taking on this. So, you know, parents, pay attention to what's going on with your kids because they're waking up too. They're sensing all the changes and they're going off of what is happening within their peer groups, and they need our guidance as well so that they are allowed to stay centered and not cause harm to themselves. I really feel strongly about this. We all take on sometimes things that don't belong to us. That's fine to be empathetic with them, but it's not okay if you start becoming ill from it or it starts breaking you down. It's just not okay. So we'll talk more about that, but we do have a caller on the line and we are taking in calls today. If you would like to call in, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to hear what's going on in your life. If you have any concerns or things you just want to ground or maybe get some understanding about. That's what I'm here to do for you today. The number's 1-800-930-2819. So, Benny, who do we have on the line?
We do. Let's bring on Larry from Falls City. It's just outside Issaquah in the around the Cascade area,
around
if you're familiar where Falls City is.
Yeah,
so, Larry, welcome to the show. What can we do for you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. What a great topic to talk about, you know, what we're going through, too, because a lot of people really need to hear that, you know?
Thank you.
It is huge because I myself have been going through a lot of emotional changes in the past 6 months, and sometimes you really don't know how to deal with them, you know?
Sometimes you don't know how to deal with them.
Yeah.
And they can become incredibly overwhelming for you, Larry.
Yeah.
For everybody.
Yeah,
I think my concern is that, you know, as adults, we know what we do to ourselves, but then what happens to children? Do you know what I mean? So
there's a
lot of changes. So what's going on with you, Larry?
Well, I had a metaphysical experience. I do a lot of astral travel when I'm sleeping.
Okay.
And it was about a week and a half ago, and this being or entity or energy kind of like peeked its head around the corner, like a door jamb, you know, around the door jamb. And it had a white face, like a China mask, you know?
Yeah.
Very delicate. And I felt very young, you know, like an infant, not because of what it was doing or anything like that, but because of the age that I sensed from this being.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of looked at me and said, oh, there you are, not ready yet.
And you actually interpreted this message clearly?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is not fear-based or anything like that.
No,
I mean,
I'm not getting that. Let me ask you something. Did the temperature in the room stay at the same? You didn't get cold through this being's essence at all or any fear? Okay, good.
No, nothing changed.
Okay.
We both looked at each other, and I'm looking at him going, wow, who are you? Because I've learned to ask.
Right, good for you.
Who are you?
Good for you.
You know, I only communicate with the highest order of love and light.
Thank you.
He didn't go away. You know, he didn't go away, so he stayed for a little bit. You know, I mean, I don't know how long it was, but, you know, it was enough to where I can get the sense that this very old energy and was looking in on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to find some more information out on, it was just kind of popping in to stay high, and we're just seeing where I'm at this point.
Mm-hmm. Have you been astral traveling for a while?
Yeah.
Okay, how long?
At least 4 years that I know of.
Okay, lots of people out there would go, lucky you, because a lot of people want to astral travel. So I want to talk to you about something before I give you an understanding of this, because I think it's really important. When we go astral traveling, all right, there's a lot of beautiful energy out there. But there's also a lot of negative, dark energy out there.
Yep.
So have you stumbled across the differences of the different energies?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Before, this was why I started looking into intuitive and metaphysical path.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know what it was. And so I found, you know, someone to help me that's like, okay, this is what I'm doing and this is what it is.
Thank you. Good.
So since then, I've learned to be able to, you know, protect myself and recognize the energies and make sure that I get back safely all in one piece. You know, my energy's not scattered anywhere at all like that.
I think that's great. Larry, how have you learned how to do that so you can share that with listeners? Because I think a lot of people would benefit by what you're saying right now.
What I do is I ground with my solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
So I made this cord with my solar plexus. It's very elastic. It can move and it can go anywhere I go, but it's very strong. It's really, really strong.
Good, because I use like a silver cord, so good for you. Yeah, we're always connected.
And it's braided.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually, I'm tethered in the front and back of the solar plexus.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens, I see like this, a star field. And then I'll start seeing these ribbons of color.
Yeah, and that's exactly how I see it. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and they're pastel, too, and which is really, I love that color.
I like to call them vibrations as much because they're in movement for when I see them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they are moving.
Yeah.
They're just not sitting idly. They're moving around.
Right.
Well, that's great. And, yeah, vibration.
Yeah.
And so what I'll do is just like, so when I go into work on the astral plane, I will ask for an operator to assist me, and I have someone that can assist me. So it's just like, I would like to go find out information, learn more about Reiki, or I'd like to find out more about this.
Mm-hmm.
And they will take me to someone, and then I ask for permission, and they either say yes or no, and, you know, work with them. But sometimes I end up going out there not knowing that I unconsciously. So that's why I try to ground whenever I can.
Well, I think it's interesting that you said that, because I believe that you've been introduced to a spirit guide that's working on your behalf, that's connected with you and has a soul contract with you, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And what I believe that he's trying to tell you is when he says you're not ready yet, is that you have the ability to begin to do this consciously, not just in your sleep.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. We a lot of my teachings have been given to me, Larry, through astral traveling. Now, when I want to call on them, I can do it in a heartbeat. I can bring it down and say, give me the solution, show me my answer for myself. And it's more or less allowing yourself to be self-directed with their guidance, because they can't tell us what to do. Spirit guides cannot tell you what to do. And they will not.
Free will.
That's correct. And that is bad juju. So just know that they will never, ever tell you. Now, dark energy will try and get you to do some. So that's when people, listen to the voice. And so I'm like, wait a second. They're directing you to do something. That's not a good thing, because then that's not a spirit guide that's working on your behalf. You may have an entity or something else going on there, and that energy needs to be cleared. And there's a lot of profound healers out there doing that. But Larry, what I'm getting is that this was given to you, that you're about to climb the mountain and start consciously bringing this energy in on a regular basis. And they're working with you to do that.
That's excellent, because thank you for the confirmation, because I usually do this work, a lot of metaphysical work, at night, because the day's over with, I don't have to worry about anything else. I could sit down and do what I need to do.
Yeah,
but I have been called to start doing this during the day, the daytime when I can.
Great. Keep doing it.
Excellent.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for the confirmation.
Okay, have a great day, Larry. We'll be right back.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949. Or visit stressdetective.net.
This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, and I am here with Becky Miller from Kent, who is another successful client of Positive Changes. Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again when you stop dieting? Well, Becky decided to quit dieting and make a lasting lifestyle change with the help of Positive Changes Hypnosis. Becky, tell us how much weight you lost.
I've lost 65 pounds.
Tell us how Positive Changes is different than a diet.
I used to be out of control with my eating. Positive Changes put me back in control. I didn't really give up anything, but I just made better choices. I had no deprivation. If I really wanted something, I had a couple bites, and then really didn't want the rest of it.
Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to It's a New Day. I'm Dawn Marie, your host, and I wanted to do a little follow-up message for Larry, who just called in. You mentioned that he had said to you that you were an infant. And on a personal note, it is my belief that we're all infants. And we're all here learning how to really understand life. And it's kind of, I look at life as a big school. And so when someone says, oh, you're an infant, I actually take it as a compliment, because my infancy is where I'm trying to get back to in my older age. I'm in my 50s now, and I'm trying to get back to playing with my trusting, beautiful, playful self. And so I look at that, Larry, as a huge, powerful validation for you, that you're a young infant and that you're ready to open up. You're ready. You're letting the ego go. As our ego sometimes takes us out of that playful mode. It takes us out of our creativity. And so just keep going with that. We have another caller, Benny?
We do. Let's go to the phone lines. We have Renee calling in, and she's been going through some anger releasing as well. You've spoken with her about this, and she needs just a little bit more guidance.
Oh, okay.
So, Renee, welcome to It's a New Day with Dawn Marie.
Thank you. Hi, Dawn. I don't know if you remember me, but I had a private session with you a few months ago, and it was very enlightening and inspiring, and I've been trying to work from there. And you had talked about like handing or giving back energy that doesn't belong to us. And I've heard that, you know, anger releasing is very healthy and that can help, because I've had immune system problems. And so I've been trying to do that for the first time, and I feel unsafe because I worry then about the law of attraction. And if I start having resentful feelings, does that tie into karma? And am I bringing things back around to me that are going to be in an anger type of mode? How can I do that safely, and do you recommend it?
Okay.
Am I making any sense?
Yeah, you are. But let's make sure I clearly am hearing what you're saying, okay? It sounds to me like when I spoke to you, all right, I think this is a valid point that you brought up, is that, you know, we forget that everything we learn, Renee, in life is taught to us through other people.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom line, everything that you learn, everything that you go through and all your experiences are usually related with someone else in your life. And some of those experiences are joyous and some of them not so joyous. Some of them can be horribly awful experiences. And yet they are an experience. And it is an experience that stays with you. I want to address something to you, Renee. To send love into the world, there is no bad juju that ever comes back to you other than love. Let me just establish that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have memories or you're trying to release anger from experiences that you have related to certain individuals, which is what I'm understanding you're trying to do?
Right.
All right. So you have anger towards this person.
Well, I think I've never allowed myself to feel it, but I know that it's probably harbored in there because there was a lot of, you know, trauma.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, well, should I be releasing that in some way?
Yes.
You know,
but getting to the core of it is,
uh-huh,
that person, although he was a participant, they were a participant with you on the journey of that anger, the anger's in you.
Mm-hmm.
The anger is still festering in you. So therefore, the anger belongs to you.
Okay.
So one of the things that you might do to help yourself, Renee, is to gently really get to know the anger within you. The other person's already delivered the message of the anger. And we have, mm-hmm, lots of different angers, just like there's lots of different loves and there's lots of different sorrows. All right. So if there is trauma involved in this, then that usually tells me that you physically took a hit as well.
Yeah, because I've always kind of been, you know, I want to be forgiving and I don't want to be resentful. And I've always been that sort of mode and praying through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had so many physical problems that, mm-hmm, I've been kind of told, well, you know, you probably need to release anger that you haven't recognized, you haven't owned, you've dismissed, you know, you haven't validated. And so now I'm thinking, well, do I get in touch with that? And then when I start to get in touch with it, it's kind of scary. I'm like, well, I don't want to be hurting somebody else's energy field, because I still, even if I'm angry with them, I don't want to hurt them,
right.
You know, or I also don't want to cause bad karma for myself. And it's just hard for me to know, do I go forgiveness or anger releasing?
Well,
if they seem so opposing,
they're
but yet
not.
They're supposed to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think
forgiveness,
you know,
is a great way of being gentle with your own self-love to your own self-needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that we're really not taught a lot how to do, Renee. So, I hear what you're saying. Of course, you don't want to go around being mad at other people, because, you know, that means that you're still in that vicious circle. You're still trying to release it. All right. So your body is still holding on to it. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a gentle process, and I recommend that you seek out, you know, an energy healer who can help you to really work through this, or a hypnotherapist, because you've got a double whammy that's going on in there. You don't just have the anger itself, but you have a trauma connected to it. So the physical body loves to hold on to that. It's its job. Your body is its job to hold on to all memories, good or bad. It's its uh-huh. job. But it's your decision, Renee, how you choose to hold on to them. You choose. If you want to hold on to this and it keeps playing out, it means that there's some forgiveness within yourself. Maybe you feel stupid over something that happens, or you might be thinking, gee, I wish I would have done it this way, or if I had only done it this way, or if I had seen it this way. Any of that ring a bell?
Yeah, not connected to those, but just being hard on myself, yes.
Right. So there's an understanding to that, and that means that in a sense is your ego kind of trying to educate you on that. I get that you're worried about sending bad juju out into the world, bad karma.
Right.
I can tell from even your voice, and I remember having met you. You're a beautiful soul, and it's not your intention. And I don't believe that you have it in you to set that intention. But at the same time, I want to give you permission on something, Renee. We all have bad days.
Mm-hmm.
We all have what I like to call pissy moments. God knows I have them myself. In fact, I've had quite a few of them lately. And I've felt kind of bad about myself for having them, because I'm like, what is all of this? Well, the truth of it is, it's my stress. And sometimes I get so frustrated, and it looks like anger, but I'm really just frustrated because I don't know everything I need to know. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So I have to laugh. I have to laugh at myself, because I'm like, okay, but I do, you know, God bless, you know, the people around me who are loving me and supporting me. They're witnessing in this, and they're going, you know, what do I do? And I was like, don't take it on. Just let me have my pissy moment. Let me find a way to get over it and calm down and release it, because the body has to release the energy at some point, or it's going to make you sick. It's going to make me sick.
Yeah, and I guess a normal person would say, well, if I'm, you know, because I've been trying to do what they say, scream into pillows, hit things, you know, when I'm alone, and I've never done any of that before, and even though I'm not hurting somebody and I know it, it feels like I am just by releasing the anger towards them.
Well, you're releasing anger, and it's an anger that's pent up in you, and yes, they're going to feel it. That is correct.
And is that okay?
Well,
I mean, that's, you know what I
well,
mean?
Well, it's okay for you to release it as long as you make clear, now don't take this on.
Okay.
This is my release of my anger. Now give me a second, and then come back and go through it again. Do you see what I'm saying? If you become consciously aware of it, I mean, I will say to the people who love me and to my boyfriend, this is my anger. Don't take it on. This is my frustration, you know. And if he starts to take it on, or they start to take it on, they're going to start role playing it with me. And now it's going to get really blown out into a big can of worms. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they're going to take it personally. And I didn't ever mean for it to be personally. I just needed to vent.
You know, you were talking about children today.
Yes.
And I remember, you know, as a child coming home, and I could feel if my mother was going to be in a cruel mood or not, you know. And I just wonder about releasing anger in the house, and then my child comes home. Does that affect him at all? Even though I'm not angry,
right?
I just kind of done this exercise, you know, and I'm not angry, and it doesn't change my mood to be like that. But I just wonder, is that energy sit in the house? Is it unhealthy to do it in my house?
You know, that's a good question. That is a great question. And a lot of people, this is like, I hope listeners are listening to this. This is a great question. Thank you for asking it. No, it doesn't. It will stay there if the anger, if you're sitting in it. Do you know what I mean? But if you release, you can also, your home is your sanctuary. It's where your soul rejuvenates. And if you are conscious and you're consciously allowing yourself to release, on negative energy that you can't hold inside of yourself, you can thank your space for creating a safe space, which is usually our home. You thank it and you thank the energy for releasing. And a way that you can contain it is to journal it. And if you want to stay on the line, I'll talk to you more about this in just a minute because I think this might help you, Renee, in giving you a safe understanding mode. But we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Russell Kuhn from Evergreen Chiropractic Capitol Hill in Seattle. Are you eating organic, taking supplements and vitamins, and still not experiencing the health you had hoped for? At Evergreen Chiropractic, we specialize in analyzing the nerves that allow your digestive system to function at 100% potential. For more information, go to our website at evergreenchiropractic.com, and to schedule a free 10-minute consultation, call 206-323-1666. That's 206-323-1666. 323-1666.
Did you know green is no longer just a color? It's a call to action to go green. The Perf Go Green Hour is all about building community through radio, powerful conversations about solutions to ensure healthy environments and vibrant communities. We'll talk about practical solutions and how people all over the world are changing their individual behaviors to contribute to the solution. And this radio show encourages action and commitment. Join us for a transformative hour of radio with Perf Go Green. Visit perfgogreen.com. Green by choice.
You know, it seems like everyone today is looking for that special secret that will help heal illness and disease, make them full of energy, and even decrease their aches and pains. I'm Dr. Kat Halloran telling you this technology really is here today and is being used by millions of people worldwide, including me and my patients. Scientists have developed an FDA-approved medical device for home and professional use. The Richway Amethyst Biomat's state-of-the-art light technology helps to reverse degenerative disease cycles and speed cellular renewal using far infrared rays, negative ions, and the universal healing power of amethyst crystal. The Biomat is a pad you lay on. Just switch it on, lay down, and relax. The Biomat has also been proven to help animals. For more information or to schedule an appointment to experience the Biomat, contact us at biomatinfo.com. That's biomatinfo.com or call 425-398-8011.
Are you tired of doing everything you've been taught to do, but your life is still not working for you? Do you know the new rules for the game of life? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and co-host of the Breakthrough Interview Series, Step Into Your Full Greatness on the Dr. Pat Show. I'm excited about helping you easily transform your life from the inside out. Listen to Step Into Your Full Greatness and visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Welcome back. Renee, thank you for holding. I was just sitting here getting a little message for you. Are you still there?
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much. one of the things that you can do, because I know you have children and you want to protect your environment as well.
Right.
Is, let me ask you a quick question. Can you catch yourself while you're feeling that anger, while you're feeling the frustration? Can you catch yourself doing it?
No, I plan to do it when nobody's home, and it doesn't come up in me.
Okay.
It just is like, oh, I should, I guess it might, but, you know, I felt it more now that I'm doing anger releasing, then mm-hmm. I'm quicker to feel anger, and I wasn't like that before.
Oh, good.
So I'm kind of going, is this good or is this bad?
No.
You know?
No, that's really good, because you're becoming aware of it, and you're actually placing it to the feeling. Do you see what I'm saying? That feeling, that anger feeling, that feeling still belongs to you. It is part of who you are. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, as long as you make amends with it somehow and letting it know, look, I realize you're a part of me. I'm going to choose to get to know you. I'm going to choose to understand where you're coming from. And it's going to be vast. I'll let you know. I'll spend the rest of my life getting to know just my anger side, just so you know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to choose to put love around you and thank you for reminding me of what this feels like. And I'll let you know if I need to call on you again in the future. And so you're actually going to allow yourself to have a conversation with that aspect of yourself. And one of the ways that I do this is I like to get really in my heart center when I do this, because I know what it feels like. And when it flares up, which it's done for me lately, because we do have some things going on in the planets that are bringing a lot of this energy, you know, forward. All right. And it's happening individually and it's happening globally. Once I recognize it, then I like to sit down and do my healing around it and go gently back into it. Now that I'm calm, I like a cup of coffee sitting there or a cup of tea, and I like to journal it and really get to know it. And another thing that you can do, Renee, is don't forget to bring your little child along with you inside. Because she's holding on to this from many different angles. So mm-hmm. that's where you want to have that conversation with yourself, is to really, we don't want to get to know it because it doesn't feel so good, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. But and it is all from childhood stuff.
Yeah. And so that little wounded child, you know, she can be naughty sometimes, just so you know, because you gave it to her to hold on to. And she's, so the trust comes from connecting with her. The more you journey with her, you ever do any meditations and just go find her when she's young and hold on to her and say, come on, let's go play in a meditation?
I guess kind of in the sense of coming to talk to her and letting her know that everything's going to be okay, because I didn't know that then, you know, like
her.
I'm from her future and that kind of exercise.
That's right. And really get to know her, because she'll begin to grow with you. And as you trust that little inner child, because she's held on to all of this stuff for you. That's their job, all right?
Okay.
But at
mm-hmm.
some point now we're an adult, and we're old enough now to say, you know what, you've been holding on to this for a long time. I'm ready to take it back.
Mm-hmm.
And you allow yourself to take it back, and that little girl begins to grow, and her emotions begin to catch up with your here and now. Do you see what I'm saying?
I think so.
Well, because she's still, Renee, holding on at that young age to where that first trauma came to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's her emotional age. That's where her wounds are. And whether we realize it or not, they'll stay in our body until we go back again. And we say, you know what, I'm older, I'm wiser, I want to look at this a new way. And it's not easy sending love to those who bring devastations to us. No one said it was. But it is the most rewarding thing you will ever find yourself doing. As far as I'm concerned, there is no amount of prayer that can even come close to the feelings of releasing and understanding someone else's toxicities from my own essence.
Mm-hmm. It was easy to do as a child, but thinking back on it, I think back on it with resentment, you know, which was a different perspective. So
right.
It seems like I probably was more aware then than now.
And you got shut down for it. And that happens to a lot of people. It's happening constantly, you know, and so there is resentment there. And so it's important to allow yourself to just gently, and I really, really want to emphasize this. It's important to gently allow yourself to journey back. Because your memory and the journey back, if you allow yourself to look at everybody else's poison that was involved, you'll realize it was never yours to start with. You just took it on. And it was heaped at you because of someone else's anger. So the anger that you might be having problems with might not even belong to you. Mm-hmm. But we can't give it back until we are able to lovingly witness the other person and their weakness. Regardless of what it is, we must allow ourselves to be able to see the other person as they have their own issues from their childhood. You don't know where they got. They could be passing it on from, you know, someone else. You see how this, it's like a poison that just won't end. But you have the power to end it within your own essence.
Yeah, and I think I've ended the cycle as a parent to child, but I since there's no explanations for all my health issues, I'm assuming that because I never did get angry and I never, you know, I kind of just was in denial. That maybe that's why my body's struggling.
You can change that too. You know, you can incorporate your body and allow it to release. You know, I used to have fibromyalgia. I cured it. And I had doctors literally tell me, Renee, it is not curable. Well, I don't have it anymore. And I don't have to take any drugs, and I don't ache, and I'm not in constant pain anymore. But I cured it by because I asked Spirit, what is this from? Because doctors couldn't tell me.
Right.
And I found it really fascinating. They said, you hold on to everything, even stuff that doesn't belong to you. And so my muscles became so restricted. I was in this tense holding pattern all the time. I mean, I literally did not know how to breathe and relax.
Right.
I had forgotten because every single hit that came at me, I would just get stiffer. You know what I mean? And so I tell you, I like said, oh, so what I need to do is I need to learn to release this, to learn how to breathe and relax again. And I went to and had a lot of massages to help me release because I couldn't do it all by myself. But I healed it. And I went through every single thing that I was holding on to as it came up, even while I was being in having a massage. I'm always talking to my body now, like, whoa, what's this coming from? Where's this from? You know, and sometimes, you know, things happen, you know, and that's fine. But there's not always a scientific solution to every single ailment that goes on within us. But there are things that do go on over time that we can change. We see it all the time. We see people mind over matter, and they get to the heart and soul of the matter. And that's really within you. You have the freedom to choose that. If you want wellness, stop saying, my body's weak. Start saying, my body from this day forward is going to get strong. Use mantras.
And I do a lot of visualization and affirmations. And so I thought, well, maybe the missing piece is anger releasing. So it's just been a new...
I think you're already so ahead of the curveball on this, Renee. You're already releasing it. You're having this conversation. This is a huge release in itself. You're having the conversation.
Be awareness and being taught.
Yes, be aware and being taught. I mean, you know, you're empathic and your body takes on a lot of other people's heads. Learn your energy field. Put white light around you and your children every day. Send them out of the house clean. Send them out of the house protected every day. And then check in with yourself so that when you do go out, you feel something strange. You realize, wait a second, I didn't feel this way this morning. So whose energy does this really belong to?
That's a good idea.
And then lovingly say, release. It doesn't belong to me. You know? And we have the power to do that. We have the power to do that. So give that a try and then journal. Go back and connect with your little girl and just be gentle on the process. You're doing a good job. Way to be aware of it. I think you're you know, deep into it and really coming close to an understanding of it.
Well, thanks so much for all of your help and in the session we had and all the time you spent with me today as well.
Thank you. Thanks. I think you brought up great points for listeners as well. And this is what we like on this show. It shares with everybody. So thank you. And you have a great week.
You too, Dawn.
Thank you. And to everybody else, have a really, really good blustery week. I mean, it's going to be windy out there. It's going to be a little blustery. But, you know, it's all part of the flow of
life. Strap down everything.
Strap down everything.
The kitties, the pets, everything.
Go to the grocery store today and have a little food supply so you know you're safe.
Good thinking.
Go have water and everything you need. Don't forget comfort foods because I'm a big comfort foods. And you know, when we have storms, like I'm going by the store today, I'm picking up my comfort
foods. I'm going to go hang out with you then.
So,
all right.
Everybody have a great week and God bless.